I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Three Tuscaloosa police officers are on paid leave following a videotape incident that went viral on the internet. APR's Pat Duggan says Police Chief Steven Anderson admits even he was disturbed by it.
The graphic video shot from inside a Tuscaloosa apartment shows local police officers pushing their way inside and pulling two University of Alabama students out. A taser and a nightstick are seen as the officers forcibly subdue and arrest the young man and woman. Tuscaloosa Police Chief Steven Anderson says the images left him with some questions.
And I wonder in myself, as a leader, have I failed my department in some type of way? Have I not provided them with the adequate training that they need?
The Tuscaloosa officers have been on the force from 2 to 12 years. The two students who were arrested were charged with harassment, obstructing justice, and resisting arrest. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
A judge is holding a hearing in former Congressman Arthur Davis's fight to run as a Democrat again. A Montgomery judge heard testimony today in Davis's lawsuit against the Alabama Democratic Party. Davis wants to run for Montgomery County Commissioner as a Democrat. Party officials refused to qualify Davis, citing his past support of Republicans. Davis was elected to Congress four times as a Democrat and ran for governor as a Democrat in 2010. However, he then announced that he had aligned himself with the GOP and spoke at the 2012 Republican National Convention. Davis's lawsuit argues that he is being singled out and the party had welcomed back all other party switchers, including former Congressman Parker Griffith, who was the Democratic candidate for governor last year. After getting the biggest win of the season against LSU, AP number 3 Alabama has its sights set on Mississippi State in Starkville this weekend. The Crimson Tide sits atop of the SEC West at 8-1 and controls its own destiny to get to the SEC Championship. Coach Nick Saban says while the 30-16 win over the Tigers is nice, it's time to focus on Saturday's game against the Bulldogs.
You know, anytime you have an emotional win, you got to get your team to respond the right way and make sure that they're focused on what they need to do to play just as well the next week or better against a very good Mississippi State team that's ranked and is a very, very, very good team.
Up next are the 20th-ranked Bulldogs, who have one of the best quarterbacks in the nation in senior Dak Prescott. Kickoff is set for 2:30 on CBS. In the Tennessee Valley tonight, cloudy skies, lows in the lower 50s. Central and West Alabama will see partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Mobile and the Gulf Coast will have partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.